Midnight for Charlie Bone by Jenny Nimmo. Read for you by Simon Russell Beale.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Long, long ago, a king arrived in the north. They called him the Red King, for he wore a scarlet cloak, and his shield was emblazoned with a burning sun. It was said that he came out of Africa. This king was also a marvellous magician, and each of his 10 children inherited a small part of his power. But when the king's wife died, 5 of his children turned to wickedness, and the other 5, seeking to escape the corruption that surrounded their evil siblings, left their father's castle forever. Broken-hearted, the Red King vanished into the forest that covered the kingdoms of the north. He did not go alone, however, for he was followed by his 3 faithful cats, leopards to be precise. We must never forget the cats. The manifold and fabulous powers of the Red King were passed down through his descendants, often turning up quite unexpectedly in someone who had no idea where they came from. This is what happened to Charlie Bone, and to some of the children he met behind the grim, grey walls of Bloor's Academy. Charlie hears voices. On a Thursday afternoon, just after tea, Charlie Bone saw smoke